Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman, and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. That's Proverbs 5:20 through 21. The question asked is why? Why lust after? Why embrace? Why commit adultery? It's really a rhetorical question that the preacher is asking, because he makes this statement right afterwards. A man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord. You know, I love country music, but there is a lot of country music that I just simply can't listen to, have a hard time singing along with, because it promotes this very lifestyle, this very sin before God. She left him, or he left her, cheating was involved, or maybe it's just simply the one night stands, who knows? Here's the point. Why? Why lust after? Why embrace? The eyes of the Lord are watching, and not only does the preacher say that the eyes of the Lord are watching, but he also says, and he ponders all his paths. That means God not only sees, but he contemplates all the ways in which this sin is going to wreak havoc throughout this person's life. If you were to keep on reading, you would see that the man dies for a lack of discipline. Scripture calls it his great folly. How many country singers and artists have you seen drink themselves to death or heard about? Listen, all sin destroys, it harms, hurts, and plunders our lives. Praise God for his son Jesus, who is the atonement for sinners who trust in him. But here we learn something very valuable. Sexual immorality is done openly before the eyes of the Lord, to whom each of us will give an account. And so, dear brother or dear sister in Christ, resist the devil and he will flee from you, and at the proper time he will exalt you. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. That's Ephesians 5, 3 through 7. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.